promise the parents there'll be no slime involved with the children's message. So if I can have our kids that want to come on down front. I have things in a bag I need you guys to help me out with. Things in a bag. All right. You're going to sit right next to me, huh? Oh, look at you with all the little kids. We got some urchins today. All right, sitting down. Very good. So, I want to show you guys something. Look at that. It's a tiny tree. What is that? Here, pass that around. It's a small log, but it's like a log, yeah. Look at that. Pass that around. Go ahead and feel that. Knock on it a little bit. It's hard, isn't it? Yeah, look at that. Smell it. What does it smell like? It smells like dirt, doesn't it? A little bit, yeah. Yeah, isn't that kind of neat? That's the grain in the wood. That's right. Oh, getting your shirt dirty. Shame on you. And you just, yeah. You're right. You can look in the rings and see how old it is by counting the number of bark rings they have in the center. That's really great. Yeah. Pass that around. What does it smell like? Smell good? No. It just smells like wood. Yeah. You know. That's a good question. It smells like that. So, you know, there's a lot of stories in Scripture about potters, people that work with bricks and clay. And you know something? I'm not a potter. There's also a lot of stories about carpenters in the Bible. Who was a famous carpenter in the Bible?
I'm going to guess
Matthew. Matthew? That would be an incorrect guess, but it's close. Mark? That would be close. He was a fisherman. But we're not really sure it was Luke. He was a doctor. Who else? Joseph. That's right. Joseph. And Joseph he was the adopted father of who? Jesus. So he was raised. In fact, there is one passage in the book of Mark that actually called Jesus a carpenter. And I think that's interesting. So I'm not a potter. I'm not a carpenter. I just kind of work for one. And so I was looking at this. Let me have that wood here. Okay. So we have this here, right? Now, what can you do with this? You can cut out the middle, maybe, and do something. You can burn it. Yeah, you can throw it at your brother. No, you can't throw it at your brother. You can spin it on your finger, right? No, it didn't hurt. No. You could use a lot of things you can do with this, right? But what I ask you, what would it take to make this into this? Maybe a lot of work, yeah. Now, look at that. Yes. Now, pass that around. Let's look at that one. And I have another one here, too. I'm going to start on this side. And look at this. What would it take to make this look like this? Polisher, sander. Go ahead and pass it around. You guys look at that. Sand, a little bit of sandpaper involved, yeah. So if you wanted to take this bowl right there, and I've got... You need wood, right? We got the wood. And so can you just wave like your hands over it?
No, you need a special...
special tools, yeah. You do need some special tools, and I just happen to have one of those special tools. Look at this. What's this?
It is
called a chisel. That's right. It's specially designed. See, when you make this bowl here, I mean, think about this. You want to take this piece of wood, and you want to turn this bowl, but look at the size difference. See that? And in reality, when I made this bowl, I used a piece of wood that wasn't much bigger than this. But what's missing in this? Well, it's a lot of material, right? You had to really take a lot of material off. Think about that. When you put this on a machine, you start spinning it around, and I use this thing right here. This thing spins, and it catches, and it just starts chipping the pieces of wood away. And the more you chip and the more you take away, slowly it starts to come into focus of what it's going to be. If you were this block of wood, do you think that would be painful?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. Yeah. That'd be tough. Would you want to be the one to be chipped on?
No.
What about if somebody took sandpaper to you, if you were this thing and is this not pretty? Yeah. But this is not very pretty. No. But if you were this, wouldn't you want to look like this?
Yeah.
Of course you would. But to do that, you're going to have this tool. In a lot of pain. That's right. And you know, sometimes, let me show you something else I got here. Look at this. You know what this was?
A table?
No, this used to be like this. Yes.
A candle holder.
It was going to be a candle holder. But you know what happened? It broke. Yes. It chipped right off when I was doing it. It chipped off there. And it chipped off right here. When I was making this, it broke. Because sometimes that happens. Because it's hard. I could glue it back on, but it would always be the same. And my goal when turning that was to make something like this. Right? See that?
Wow.
Yes. Now, if I had worked more closely, I'll pass that around. And I'll pass this around here. If I had worked harder, I could have made something like that out of that. But it just takes a lot of effort. And we all want to look like this. Yeah. You can look at the cup. We all want to look like this. But sometimes life looks like this, a little broken and not good. But the beautiful thing is that we have the master carpenter that's working on our life. And I'm not a master carpenter. I'm barely a woodcutter. And it does. But imagine what the master woodcarver can do with even something like this. Because he can take something like this and turn it into something like this. Something beautiful and amazing. You can.
Have you ever used this cup?
Not yet. I just made it. Yeah. So you know. You know how hard it is. So I've got a couple more bowls you guys can look at. But I want you to be thinking about this. All these things that we have carved, all these things we've cut. And this is what God wants to do in your life. He's like that master carpenter. He's like the potter. He starts off with this ugly chunk of wood. Right? Now, I'm not saying any of you guys are ugly. All of you guys are beautiful. But I do know that eventually you're going to be even more beautiful than you are now. And it's going to take a lot of chipping, right? Because eventually you're going to turn out to be something just like this. But it begins with the master carpenter pulling out his tools and slowly chipping off the rough pieces until all you have is something gorgeous like this. Isn't that right, Delaney?
It's like,
you know that?
Like, when we die, I think
that you're absolutely right. When we're finally in full focus where God wants us, hopefully, if all goes well, that's when He'll have to take us into His home, His rest. Well, sometimes He asks for us early, sometimes, but I can guarantee the kingdom is, even though we may think it's early, for Him it's right on time, because nothing takes God by surprise. So I want you to be thinking about that this week, and I want you to think about the master carpenter that is Jesus and how He's shaping you with all the tools and all the sandpaper that He has to be able to make you beautiful and amazing. Because He says, I know the plans I have for you. I know what I'm going to be crafting you to be. He says, I called you before you were even in your mother's womb, and I have given you a task. You guys are the next generation, and for you guys to be the church in 10 years, it's going to take a little more chipping, don't you think? A little more sandpaper. But that's where your moms and dads are in there, right? God uses your moms and dads like those tools, like the sandpaper, to bring you into focus. So that one day you can sit where I am telling the same story to kids that are your age now. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I think so. I'd like a day off. Let you guys, let Delaney take over and do the children's message. What do you think? Not yet, but maybe one day. Maybe one day. Let's go ahead and pray, and I'm going to ask God to be with you. Don't forget this week, think about the master carpenter and the plans He has for you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the day You've given these ones. We thank You for the privilege we have to be able to be their teachers, their instructors, their chisels, and their sandpaper. Father, I ask You to raise up godly men and women in this congregation to come alongside the parents of these children, that we might be able to come together as a body should come together and to bring guidance and help as we seek to chip off the rough edges of these kids, to bring them into focus so they might be fully formed and ready to be used by You even more fully than they are already in Your kingdom as we seek to see Your kingdom grow. Lord, bless these kids, keep them safe. And Lord, as we pray every week, we ask that You'll make it so that none of these children know a day, not a single minute, where they haven't walked hand in hand with You. And Lord, that one day when they're ready to step into glory, they'll continue that journey right on into Your rest. We ask now that You guide them, direct them, keep them safe, put a hedge of protection around them, and bring them back here as soon as possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, a little